Just you have seen advertised on the road, telephone conference. Yes, if there was some problem, do not hesitate to call. What is the problem? What is your problem? Can I say anyone? What is your problem? Of course, that is specially for the devotee. For the common man, what is his problem?
Death.
Hmm?
Death.
Death.
Okay.
Nobody wants to die. That's a fact. They are manufacturing medicines, so many preventive processes to check death, old age, disease. These are the problems. But where is the solution? The telephone company and the telephone. Is there any solution of this problem? Is it this material world? That is material kind. Try to understand this fact. They can give you facilities and may block you that this is the solution. But the real problem remains the same. You should always keep in view that the material scientists, leaders, they cannot solve the real problem. That real problem can be solved by the try to understand if you have any questions. This is our challenge. Not challenge, it's fact. Take it as challenge of what is that. These problems, no telephone company is asking for this. But expect this problem to be solved. We ask. This is our problem. We don't want to die. Can you give my any information? Say nothing. But you can inform the telephone company. Really, in its decision, you can tell. Keep our problem always in front of us. They may give us facilities okay, living around the problem. If they have manufactured, they don't care. They can run out. $1,400? No. So one can come from Paris to Washington, 2 hours. But that is not solution of our problem. That is increasing another problem. And the government is objecting to such plans that there is so much better stuff living. That is creating another problem. And another problem means death. Ultimately death. All problems is summarized into death. Mithu dharmasya dharmaharam. Mithu, death takes from a very finish. Your all arrangements for solving problems. Many leaders can live in this world. Hitler, Gandhi, Gandhi, Yadda. Everyone tries to solve the problem. The problems are there, but they're left to think. People may say that this Krishna consciousness moment also will not solve the problem for everyone. But that is not the fact. The fact is, whoever is taking seriously, these problems will be. If everyone takes it seriously, then everyone's problem is. Takta deham sudarshana maitikma. In Bhagavad, now we are publishing the original verse, translated is saying what was meaning. Not for telling, it's for you. You are taking so much trouble for translating, giving what was meaning, translated. Not that we are doing all these things for doing some good business. It is not meant for business. It is really meant for our students. So, we can find our time to study each and every slope of time. What is the difference? Is there any difference? So, if all of you engage, all of you engage, you have a sufficient engagement. Reading, discussing, standing. I'm teaching. It will reduce the eating, sleeping, making. That is teaching. The more we reduce the animal part of us, this is animal part, eating, sleeping, making. Different. It is animal part. But the human part of life is to develop your dormant Krishna. So this is the chance. Human life is the chance. Better intelligence is given. To develop your human part of life, not to develop your animal part. Then you are missing. The modern civilization, they are giving facility to develop animal part. It's like we saw on the beach, boys and girls, the nice walking place. Emre'si manasına gelir. This is anyone's passion. If a dog cannot bear a sex life on the street, a human life is not meant for death. They have got a sex life, but not like that. But the modern civilization advances in spite of that John Lennon, and he's standing naked. So they are thinking, this is advancement. They increase the animal part. That is the fact. In spite of nice arrangements for education or comfortable life, the tendency is to increase the animal part. It is normal. It should not be captivated by this animal part. The human part of life is different. Otherwise, what is the difference between cats and dogs and hogs and humans? The human part of life is difficult. Without this consciousness, we are simply in the animal kingdom. Is that all right? I enjoy it. What? Pardon me? Yes. Provided the joke is serious. Otherwise, if you keep their mentality different, then according to my one has to get about it. But just like so many boys become here in the beginning out of curiosity, but gradually they get the chance to become dear. Similarly, if they take the chance, then they will go. They come out of philosophy, but if they take the seriousness, then they will go. That's why hospital is meant for curing disease. So once you take the treatment, it is simply go and visit the hospital and think, no, I am cured. How is it? Hospital is a place where you have advertised that anyone who comes to this hospital will be cured of his disease. That's a fact. But if he thinks that I have come here and now I am going, then how is it here? To see Jagannath and the Rath Yatra is way for liberation is open. But if he comes back again and entangles himself, then one goes to the doctor and he gives injection, the disease is cured. But again he comes back and does the same thing so that he develops his disease again. So whose fault is this? This is called Vastishna. Vastishna is elephant, takes bath very nicely. And as soon as it comes on the bank of the river, on the flesh, that dust and soul. Okay. If we do that, and then he said, you know, God is God. The gold, said bath, clean, but don't say that again. But that is not good. They become immediately mixed up, liberated, but they come again with them. Intent. He who is a fast in Jagannath is mukta, that's why he becomes mukta. But if his agent comes to Maya, then you can say, that's why we call on the Pata, liberate. But he is with his agent, come back to Maya, then where is your liberation? Why Jagannath? He is not here. If somebody comes here, his path of liberation is open. Now this is protection. It's like disease, fever, subsided. Now one should be careful not to relax. That care is in my mind. If you become prone to relapse again, then you will be sensitive. Let's back in 6th and 4th, they confess. So there is injection. That's all right. After confessing, the sins are excused. That's the crack. But if he comes back again, comes this way, then what is there? But they're happy in that way. But after 1 week, they can go to the church and confess my sins, and everything is neutralized. This is all right. Suppose on Sunday, you become free from all contamination. Monday, he again do the same thing, so he becomes again contaminated. And say on Tuesday you should die, then you are dying with things. Is it not? Then what is your fault? He, God has passed a duty of your sinful life. That's all right. But when you come back, you don't commit again sin, then you are hurt. But we are taking it as a business. Then we go Sunday, neutralize all things, and come back again, and do the same thing. So, from logical point of view, suppose you do the same sinful activity, and if you die immediately, then you die with sinful activity, go to hell. What benefit you derive by confessing in the church? This business is good. Now I have seen Jagannath. My liberation is guaranteed. Now I can do anything. Business. This mentality will not give me. But in Jagannath, your sinful activities are now neutralized, but don't commit it. Now make up. Then you'll be able to. Yes. Is it clear? The Namna Zala is the same path. Chanting Hare Krishna mantra. One chanting Hare Krishna. It's sufficient. So, make us pure from all sinful activities. Yes. But if you commit sin again in the hope that because I am chanting, this will be neutral. That is the greatest thing. So, one side you should chant always Hare Krishna mantra so that you will not fall down. Another side is to yes. Oh. No, dice usted. No, dice usted. Carefully, no problem. Then you're given it. It's a doctor, the doctor, the treatment and the disease. He gives you medicine. At the same time, he prizes you, don't do this. So you take medicine and don't do this, follow the instructions, yes, yes. But if you don't follow the don't do this and don't take the medicine regularly, then I can expect cure. It may be, but it will take long time. But if you want quick, take it seriously. Let us do a in 6 months, the song. No. In 6 months. He follows. Stop. If you don't follow the regulatory principles, and you respect them, then our liberation will be delayed. Otherwise, you cannot. Seriousness? If you become serious, then you become. Develop serious. You've got people in the house and develop serious. Therefore, the intention is just up to Thara, Bhagavad. You should be very serious to abide by the orders of the spiritual master. Then you see. If you say the spiritual master is a man like me, that's the problem. Then you are not serious. What is you want to be interested? This is serious. We are saying again, this must be done. What is the meaning? So if you don't follow the spiritual master, then how can you get his mercy? Mercy is always there, but if you don't take it, then you don't care. The spiritual master or his father will do it. You have to take it. That is it. There is a Vishnu Chakra to start with care. That the order of my spiritual master is my life. I do not know whether I get liberation or not, that is not my business. My business is to carry out the order of the spirit. If one is serious on this one, then it is. First of all, we have to approach the spiritual master, who is actually the spiritual master, and then we can carry the order of the spiritual master. To take an example, first of all, you find out a right position and you put yourself under a strict man, follow the instruction, and the reason is pure. And if you go to your false position, or if you are false, then you get to the next place.